Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Women in White Coats, How the First Women Doctors Changed the World of Medicine by Olivia Campbell. Chronicles the inspiring and vital contributions of early female physicians who dared to break societal norms and enter the medical profession during a time when women faced tremendous obstacles. Campbell vividly narrates the courageous endeavors of these pioneering women who endured societal judgment, professional hostility, and personal adversities, yet persisted to redefine the boundaries of medical practice. This compelling book provides an in-depth look into the historical conditions women confronted, their relentless fight for education and practice rights, and the lasting impact their resilience had not only on the sphere of medicine, but also on society's acceptance of women across professional fields. With meticulous research and compelling storytelling, Olivia Campbell sheds light on the stories of these unsung heroines whose determination and dedication dramatically reshaped medical traditions and policies, opening doors for women in science and medicine across succeeding generations. Women in White Coats doesn't simply recount historical events. It serves as a tribute to solidarity, empathy, innovation, and extraordinary bravery, which continue to inspire contemporary movements toward equity, diversity, inclusion, and social justice in modern medicine and beyond. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, breaking gender barriers. The first generation of women doctors encountered intense social prejudices and widespread skepticism as they sought access to higher education and professional opportunities in medicine. During the 19th century, medicine was exclusively dominated and controlled by men. Cultural biases viewed women as intellectually inferior and incapable of enduring the rigors of medical practice. Olivia Campbell details how these pioneering women confronted countless rejections, exclusion from universities and hospitals, and personal ridicule merely for aspiring to study medicine. These women displayed immense courage and resolve by demanding equal opportunities and tirelessly advocating for educational reforms, ultimately challenging gender conventions and paving the way for future generations of female medical professionals. Their trailblazing efforts provided undeniable proof of women's capabilities and intellectual equality, thus fundamentally reshaping societal views on gender and occupation. Secondly, founding of medical schools for women. Recognizing the barriers presented by established medical institutions, early female doctors founded dedicated medical schools to train women seeking careers in medicine. These institutions became crucial spaces where women could safely learn and practice free from biases, ridicule, or discriminatory limitations frequently imposed in traditional male-dominated establishments. Campbell explores in detail the establishment, operation, and enduring legacy of these institutions, highlighting inspiring stories of personal perseverance, dedicated mentorship, and progressive visions that supported their success. Despite encountering persistent financial challenges, skepticism, and professional isolation from their male peers, women-led medical schools revolutionized access to higher education for women, significantly impacting women's participation in science, health professions, and academia. Thirdly, global contributions to healthcare reform. Early women doctors did not just aim to achieve equality, they actively improved healthcare practices and made significant contributions to global medical progress. They led campaigns for public healthcare reform, improved sanitation conditions, and advocated broader access to healthcare for marginalized groups. Campbell sheds considerable light on the ways these female physicians identified healthcare injustices, particularly concerning women and children. Many were involved internationally, with some pioneering doctors establishing clinics, hospitals, and healthcare initiatives in impoverished areas worldwide. Their community outreach and medical activism raised awareness regarding maternal health, child welfare, sanitation reform, nutrition, and preventive medicine, setting new benchmarks for comprehensive and compassionate medical care. Fourthly, impact on women's rights and social movements. Olivia Campbell demonstrates how the strides of women doctors galvanized broader women's movements and fueled demands for civic equality and social justice. The success and visibility of these first women doctors inspired movements toward women's suffrage, employment opportunities, and social freedoms. They exemplified practical proofs of women's intelligence, capabilities, and competence, effectively silencing critics and skeptics promoting oppressive gendered views. Their collective advocacy extended beyond medicine, linking directly into early feminism and contributing profoundly to societal awareness about women's rights and labor equality. By positioning themselves as qualified leaders, educators, and skilled professionals, these women dramatically influenced subsequent progress towards greater equality across society. Lastly, legacy and contemporary reflections. Campbell explores the ongoing implications of these pioneering medical women's achievements on contemporary gender issues within medicine today. The book reflects upon the nature of medical education, professional development, barriers, gender biases still present in medicine, and renewed efforts for equality, diversity, and inclusion. By providing historical context alongside present-day insights, the narrative empowers modern readers to gauge improvements, persisting obstacles, and future opportunities. Campbell argues that recognizing and understanding the powerful historical journey led by these female trailblazers fosters contemporary efforts to combat continuing equality challenges in the medical profession, reminding today's society of the importance of diversity, representation, and inclusive practices in medicine. In conclusion, Women in White Coats is a crucial read for anyone interested in history, gender studies, medical sciences, or advocacy for equal rights. This gripping narrative highlights the perseverance and dedication of women who fought daunting odds to pursue meaningful careers, demanding and effectuating institutional change. Students of medicine, aspiring medical professionals, professors, social historians, and gender scholars will especially benefit from Campbell's penetrating analysis and insightful storytelling. The value of reading this book lies not merely in revisiting an important historical narrative, but also in reflecting upon ongoing contemporary struggles for gender equality and advocating for a genuinely inclusive, representative medical profession. Among many available works on women's history, Campbell sets her narrative apart by intricately weaving meticulous historical research with compellingly vivid storytelling, inviting readers into directly experiencing the trials, challenges, victories, and transformative impacts of its inspiring subjects. Readers gain valuable understanding about past societal perceptions, injustices, and how bold actions prompt meaningful systemic shifts, insights applicable in present contexts. Choosing this particular book provides readers with an authentic, authoritative voice concerning brave female medical professionals whose groundbreaking efforts have lasting significance and enduring inspiration within contemporary discourses surrounding equality, representation, and professional accessibility in the medical world today. If you would like to support Olivia Campbell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.